almond growers facing that lower price this season, if you have a debt-free operation, it's not so painful. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with a California Tree Nut Report. Mike Bava is a third-generation almond grower in the Stanislaus County area of Houston.
Our situation's kind of unique. I'm third-generation grower, and even though we've farmed small acreage, 200 acres or less, essentially over the years, we've done all of our own harvesting. We have all our own machinery. We don't have to have anything custom done, which makes a big difference in your price. Land is paid for. We don't have debt. We built on that with the idea of we will, be self-sufficient, keep the debt to minimal or nothing.
And Bava said he's expecting a big crop this season.
In a year like this, when you have a good crop, we're expecting, with different ages and trees that need to come out and so on, I'm probably expecting about a 3,000-pound average. And let's say we are in the $1.60 or $1.50 to $1.70. Who knows where it's going to land? But at that, we'll be definitely profitable just because we've had to become, as a small grower, much more efficient. Yeah, without the debt service, our own machinery, without relying on anything or anybody, we've been able to, withstand tough years and make ourselves very comfortable along the way.
And the almond harvest has started, particularly in the southern San Joaquin Valley. It's going to be a big crop, 3 billion pounds. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.